That rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit warmer day to zip off those pants. Come on now. Come on, party boy. Take them off. The sun's out.
I mean, it's sun's out doesn't mean it's warm. I experienced warm last week. It's not that warm. It's a little windy, too.
The sun is deceiving. It's much too cold to take my pants off. Oh, no.
Pretty honest with you, I think the wind just blew my pants off. I didn't take them off.
You got to make sure those things are tight, man. You got to tie that drawstring on those pants, man. Come on.
You know.
Yeah, it was a little windy. Is it still windy today? I don't know. I haven't been outside all that much this morning, so.
So from what I read yesterday, and I know this because I got league night and golf. And you want to know what the weather is going to be like? It's going to be sunny and it's going to be decently warmer, but that wind's going to come through, man. It absolutely
now,
just
be honest. Whoa. You were checking the wind because you want to go fly your kite. That's what it was.
I mean, I have a full day. It's going to be a full day, so. Could fit that in. That'd be nice.
Do a little golfing, fly a little kite. What are you, seven? Yeah.
Eight. Seven and a half. Get it right.
I know. We got like a nice day coming up, I think like Friday or Saturday, and then it gets a little bit cooler again. But I think we're over the hump. I think we had our last cold snap. I think we did. And I know I said that like 3 weeks ago.
Well, hey, do me a favor. Tell my dad that. Hey, which, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh,
I'm going to give him a shout out here.
Is it your dad's birthday?
It's my dad's birthday today. Nice. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Steve. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. He's done so many things. I mean, still he's dealt with me and my brothers, you know, our entire lives.
Your dad is
amazing.
Still cooler and in better shape than you. Yes. That's absolutely true. That is 100%.
Seriously, though, man. Every day, bang, bang, working on stuff in the garage. You know, it's just he's always at it. He's one of those guys.
You're out there flying kites. Your dad's building cool stuff. Yeah, I get it. I get the difference.
Somebody's got to work. You know, hey.
The apple fell far from the tree on that one. For sure.
Shut up.
But no, Steve, your dad's awesome. I love your dad. And happy birthday, Steve. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
Go get some
trouble.
That's
what he would say. Yeah.
I always like when your dad says dude. I'm like, yes, that's right, man.
Yeah. What's up, dude? Yeah, he is, man. He's
awesome.
Good man.
Well, good. Well, don't screw up your dad's birthday, right? Get him something nice and then just, you know, try not to mess it up, okay? All right.
He just wants a lunch. I think at that age, that's all you really want. Just give me some food.
Dad, I got you a shout out on the radio. Oh, great. Can I return it? Can I return this? That's
it. Right. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Doesn't count. Anyway. All right. Well, happy birthday, Steve. And we got to keep things moving here. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right. Let's see here. It's Wednesday. More importantly, it's National Banana Day. So with it being National Banana Day, I got a good Banana Day dumb vocabulary for you. All right. Your dumb vocabulary for today, banana buddies. Banana buddies.
We only got one banana. I'll start at this end, you start at that end. Much like a spaghetti noodle.
Yeah. We're going to Lady and the Tramp this banana, is that what you said? Meet in the
gross.
Middle. Meet in the middle.
Some mushy. Ugh.
You started that end of the banana. I'm going to start at this end. Yeah.
I know. I'm going to take my teeth out first, though. You know.
No, that's not it. That's not it. That's banana not buddies.
It, huh? Banana buddies. Oh no. Have you ever seen the movie Requiem for a Dream?
Oh. No.
I'll leave it at that.
Yes,
that's
Hunter.
All I'm going to say.
Yes, I know what scene you're talking
about. That's not
about.
It. Is.
That is no. But I do, like, that would work, all right? That's not the definition, but you know what? We can make that. You know, like, how in the dictionary when it has, like, multiple uses of a word? Like, yes, that would work. That's not what I'm leaning towards.
What the banana? I don't know. Okay, let's move on from that. Right.
That old guy in that.
That cigar, God, it's a terrible thing.
Banana buddies.
I don't know. I'm guessed out, man.
It's kind of like Eskimo Bros, Tunnel Buddies, but for girls. So it's two girls have sex with the same guy. They become banana buddies. That's what it is.
Oh.
They shared the same banana.
Jeez,
right?
Man.
They're banana buddies. Maybe banana gals. It doesn't roll off the tongue
banana
as well.
Gals.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you're the banana gals.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No, no. Banana buddies works better. Example, Amy and Liz are banana buddies after hooking up with Al. Mm-hmm. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
B-A-N-A-N.
I never know when to end that song, by the way.
I know.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N. I feel like there's too many N-A-N-A-N-A-A's in there.
Something here.
All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Now listen to me.